Hello, bonjour. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. Today, I'm speaking with DJ Biko, also known as Hugh Biko Lemana, about the upcoming Red Carpet Gala event. He's here from B&B Productions, and he's going to talk to us about the Sound of Music Gala dinner coming up. Hi, Hughes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. And nice to have you actually here in person in the studio. So there's this big event coming up on June 17th in Embrun. You're basically the organizer.
Organizing it. Right. With a bunch of whole other people as well. But yeah, so it's the Sound of Music Gala dinner. Just first things first, it's not actually the play.
Sometimes right, I know. I was confused by that at first too. I was talking to the guys from the Russell Performing Arts Group, and I was like, are you doing the Sound of Music? And they said, no, we're doing something completely different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the play is great, but it's actually a name that we adopted that we believe symbolizes what the event is all about. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're celebrating and sort of uplifting the diversity of our community, like in our township. And the Sound of Music, I think, is the best way to represent that, because there's no better way to discover and explore the different backgrounds and cultures that make up our community other than through music, food, and dancing, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great night, hence the name, the Sound of Music Gala Dinner. Yeah, I'm really excited for it.
And it's quite a range of entertainment going on. So there's Colombian folk dancing, Burundian drummers.
Javon Rudder
and Jesse Andrew. Oh, he's the Russell Rock guy. Okay.
Yeah.
And then Rwandese dance.
Jam-packed with stuff.
And then you're doing the dance party later.
100%. It's going to be awesome. But I feel like to get a better understanding of what the event is actually all about, I thought I'd just give a quick little backstory, sort of, right? Because I'm actually relatively new to the township, right? Like, I came here with my family in winter of 2020, so like a week before Christmas. So me, my three little sisters, and my parents, we actually came here with our cousins. So our cousins and their family live on the same street as us.
Okay.
And we came into a new town, like completely new neighborhood. I mean, most of the foundations around us hadn't even been set yet in the winter time during a pandemic. It was pretty hard, you know.
Like, it was great.
I mean, we sort of struggled. We came from Ottawa, right, the city. So we thought, you know what, when we get into town, we want to explore as many different things, really get into the community, you know, like get to know as many people as we can. But circumstances with the current circumstances there didn't allow us to do that, right? So it was kind of hard interacting with different people. But eventually, when life as we know it actually came back to me, thank God, you know, I got to meet a whole bunch of different people, like at different places, different community events, you know, even people at like my gym or the yoga spot up in Embrun as well. Like there's just, we came to realize that there are so many different types of people here, which actually came to us as a surprise. You know, you're leaving the city, going to somewhere a little smaller, you're probably thinking that, you know, it's going to be a little bit more sort of like a more
homogenous,
exactly. But like, there's so many different people here. Like, it's really beautiful.
Well, and we've got the whole diversity in the French and English thing here too, right?
Exactly.
So we've got Anglophones and Francophones. There's things they disagree on, but things they totally agree on too. So I think we're one of those unique communities that's really truly bilingual.
Exactly. And I think that's actually beautiful, especially us and our family as well. I think it represents us perfectly. I mean, I was actually born in France. One of my sisters as well, we speak French at home. In Ottawa, I had a lot of French friends. Like, I didn't go to a French school, but like I did like French immersion. So it really represents us perfectly. And it's an awesome, awesome township. You know, we honestly had this idea. We thought to ourselves, why not have an occasion where we get to celebrate and actually discover and bring together the community through music, food, and dancing, and get to uncover all the different cultures and backgrounds that make up our community. You know, it's an idea that we had. It's completely from scratch, right? And, you know, I actually run an audiovisual company, and family, they do event planning and catering, so it ties in perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, food and entertainment, eh? What could be better?
Exactly. And the best part about that is food and entertainment from all over the world right here in Embrun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's it's an awesome concept, right? And mm-hmm. we thought, you know what, let's actually go ahead with this. And I spoke with mm-hmm. Pierre Leroux, the mayor, and told him about the idea. He was really supportive. Spoke with Lisa Deacon, the city mm-hmm. councilor, Eric Greer as well. Like, honestly, big shout out to him. He's been more than what I could have asked for help for mm-hmm. this whole thing, and he's really helped me out with that as well. I spoke with Russell Rocks, and everyone's been really supportive, and they've all decided to join us with mm-hmm. this initiative. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time left. Can you just give us a quick rundown about if people want to attend, what do they do?
Right, so head on over to eventbrite.ca.
Right.
So that's eventbrite.ca. Go on to the search bar and just put in the Sound of Music Gala Dinner 2023. You won't miss it. It's a black banner with gold writing on it. It has the address and everything on it. When you click on that, I'll have all the details that'll pop, and you'll be able to just hit the reserve a spot, and then the whole like seating plan will come up, and then you'll be able to buy tickets. So per seat, it's $65, and per table of 8 spots, it's $450. And that's the early bird pricing, which ends on June 10th. So
okay.
act fast.
And after that, there may be tickets at the door.
Yes, yes.
If you're not sold out.
That's if we're not sold out, right?
Right.
So yeah, there's limited tables. You know, you'll still be able, if there are tables, to come at the door, but it's probably more convenient for people to reserve a spot, get the table you want. You know, you want to get a good view of everything, you know, mm-hmm. like some of the dances that are going to come. There's going to be Colombian dancers, Burundian drummers, like a whole lot of energy on the stage and on the dance floor. You want to be as close to that as possible, right? And honestly, I'm super excited. Some of the decorations, the music, it's gonna be, honestly, to put it to you bluntly, it's probably gonna be the event of the year, honestly.
Oh, okay.
The event of the year. I've been talking to Doug Anthony from Kin, for example. Mm-hmm. People might know him from Cash
yep.
the Ace.
Yep.
I mean, we spoke.
$1 million.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, crazy. Well, yeah, I spoke with him, and he told me this is actually something that we've never really seen before here in Embrum.
Like, mm-hmm. That's true.
He's been doing a bunch of community work for like decades. So, and he told me, you know, we've never really seen this before. Pierre told me, like, this is something that I've never really seen here in the community. It's going to be a crazy, crazy good night. Eventbrite.ca, Sound of Music Gala Dinner. Reserve a spot. If you guys have any questions, or you'd rather reserve your spot and be added to the guest list through e-transfer, because, you know, on Eventbrite, there's
right.
a servicing fee there.
Right.
Just contact me at 613-700-2983. Contact me, text me, give me a call, and we'll get you set up. I hope to see you guys there.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Thanks so much for coming in, Hugh. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy week for you, busy couple of weeks coming up. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, yeah, yeah. Really excited, really excited. Thank you, Candace.
It's very exciting. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.